Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning.
Very important story you've been doing over the last couple of nights in terms of people who move their money for tax avoidance purposes.
Yeah, so I mean, we've been broadcasting for the past couple of nights, and we've been working on it for the best part of a year. And you know, I'm really proud of what we've achieved, as you probably would expect. We've got lots of front pages. People are sitting up and taking notice. And it's a Belfast production. You know, the work's all here in this building, and I'm the reporter, so I suppose I'm at the front of it. But behind me are these amazing brains who go through these documents. So the story, in case your listener's not aware of it, it's a leak of documents from a company called Applebit, which are offshore. Now, in a film, you get a load of documents and you open the first one and there's a big secret there in red letters. And then life's not like that. So these files are data sets, they're spreadsheets, and you know, people in the team here in Belfast, they've been going through it for months, and we found these stories, and some of them are
13 million odd documents.
13.7, yeah. So I should say it's with a bigger group called the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, and that would involve The Guardian in the UK and 100 people around the world. But essentially, we all get to share these documents, and then we all dive in and see what we can get. And you know, we found some pretty extraordinary stories of why people go to tax havens and what they might try and do when they get there.
And what are the basics around this, Richard? So it's money that. The spirit of the law says should be taxed in the UK. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, it's legal, so that's where it's a sort of grey area. And I've noticed that some people are saying, well, this is legal, you know, you should leave them alone. But the point of a tax haven is this. If you're wealthy enough, not everybody does this, but if you're wealthy enough, you might be able to take your money to a tax haven. So why would you go there? We live in a country here where you can pay your tax or you can make investments. You go to a tax haven for a few pretty basic reasons on the whole. Very low tax. There's secrecy going on there, and the regulations might be a bit slack. That's why you would go. So you could do it legally, but you might go there because you just want to dodge tax. And I think in this environment where we've all know about cuts, we know stuff around us that's been cut, austerity has been part of our lives. I think it just people get annoyed by that. It's not fair. They don't pay, the rest of us have to pay. So we did the Panama Papers. That was last spring. Again, that was out of Belfast. In fact, one of your producers, David Thompson, was one of the guys who worked on that. And that pulled back the curtain, I think, a bit on offshore and said, look, you know, these weird deals are done out there so that people dodge their tax. But that was somebody else's backyard, if you like, because that was in Central America and there were Brits in there, but it was all over the world. This is our backyard. Most of these Appleby branches, 10 branches in tax havens, most of them are linked to Great Britain. It's our secret offshore empire. And I guess that's the thing that comes out of our programme.
Let's have a listen to a clip from last night's Panorama.
It's all about a law that was aimed at stopping tax evaders, the most serious tax dodgers who break the law. The European Savings Directive meant if you had your money in a bank anywhere in Europe, it would be taxed.
The European Savings Directive was intended to put a stop to some forms of cross-border tax evasion.
In our documents, there's a scheme designed to undermine that plan, and that would help people evading tax. But for it to work, the Isle of Man's laws had to be changed.
The scheme needed approval by the Isle of Man regulator. Now, you might think getting approval for something that could help tax evaders would prove difficult. Not on the Isle of Man.
We've got a letter from the lawyers to the regulator, whose job is to make sure the rules are followed. Just listen to the language. If you believe it would be helpful for us to provide you with ideas as to how to amend the regulations in order to more readily accord with our client's proposal, please let Simon or myself know.
It sounds like they're saying, if you want help drafting this new law that could assist tax evaders, we're here for you. Now, the regulator does draft a new law, and he asks for the opinions of the lawyers. Let me show you this email. Obviously, I'd be particularly interested in any comments that you and or Simon have in this regard.
presumably, Richard, when you were working in that story, your jaw's wide open.
I mean, that was unbelievable, because what you had there was the regulator, you know, who's there to apply the rules, and he's sort of working with these lawyers and saying, you know, they're saying, why don't you do this? And he's saying, have you seen what we've done? And essentially what happens is this, it's a complicated thing, and that shouldn't get in the way, because the principle is this rule, this European Savings Directive, is there to stop people dodging tax. So they're the bad guys, and this rule says you've got to pay like everybody else. And then the Isle of Man government says, well, if we change this law, the dodgers will come here. You know, it's beggar's belief. And you know, what is frightening, I think, maybe, is that without this leak, we wouldn't know. We just would not know.
Let's deal with some of the criticism that there has been of you and, indeed, Panorama this morning on the calls, where some of our listeners have been saying, look, who wouldn't do this? Who wouldn't avoid tax? Because these people are working within the law, and for you to be aggressively, as our caller said, running after some of these people who are trying to work within the law and keep as much money within their families rather than handing it over to a government to waste.
Yeah, I mean, there's two slices to that. One is we have to pay tax for the stuff that we all depend upon, hospitals, the police, schools. So that's where the cash goes. I think maybe in the past people thought, oh, well, if you can get away with a bit of money. We're talking about enormous amounts of money in some cases, just dodging tax, just not paying their fair share. Now, you might say...
Well, you're saying it's not fair. It's not a fair share. But the government have legislated so that this is lawful.
Well, it depends how you interpret the roads, the laws. If it's aggressive, right, so most of the schemes that we look, we would say it's aggressive. If you are saying things that are not true to get around things, then that's not great. If there are laws being brought out to stop people tax dodging and you're on the sly trying to get around those rules, I think that's exactly what journalists should be exposing. So I think each and one of these stories, these are not randomly selected thing. Oh, well, this is just a tiny bit of money. This is big money and it's aggressive schemes. Now, you mentioned doorsteps as they're known when I would pursue somebody down the street. You need to... I try my best to be not aggressive. And if... I don't know if you've seen them, but my mates take the mickey out of me because I say sir all the time. And the point of that, or madam, is because I don't want it to be aggressive. I'm quite a big bloke. If I'm running at you in the street, I get that that's aggressive. That is the end of a very long process where we try and get questions, as journalists should. We write, we email, we call. It's only when we're completely ignored that I will appear on the street. I really try not to be aggressive.
You didn't follow Lord Ashcroft into the toilet, Richard.
I don't even...
Dear.
I mean, 2.5 minutes, it was quite extraordinary. And I don't know if you saw his defence. His defence was that I was shouting at him. He couldn't hear me. And then he ran away. I mean, I don't think I shouted. But it comes with the territory of being a Panorama reporter.
Has there been any feedback from HMRC to the programme? Or have you asked them for a comment?
Yeah.
Or will they comment?
Well, I mean, it all comes back to HMRC. And I've done lots of programmes about HMRC. In fact, I've got another one coming up in a few weeks, which is about them. They face a difficult job. You know, if you look at the way this world works, the people who work in these companies who are drawing up some of these tax schemes, it's almost one of the most upsetting things. Some of the finest minds draw up these tax avoidance schemes. You know, great brains are taking money out of the system. HMRC have a very difficult job. You could argue that they should do it a lot better. I know that the Parliamentary Accounts Committee want to talk to HMRC about what we've found. It's for them to defend their corner.
And finally, is there more to come?
Yes, there is. I mean, there's two sides to that. These partners, 100 people around the world, they've all been working on their investigations, and they will come forth. We have got a very big story coming out later today, which I think will grab the headlines. That's not until a bit later.
A big story about tax avoidance.
Yeah, it's a big story that emerges from the Panama Papers. It's to do with... I don't want to go much further, but you'll see it at 6, and I think it's a very big story.
Okay, you mean Paradise Papers, big story around the Paradise Papers.
I
you
do.
Said Panama Papers.
Oh,
okay, and of course the other big story is at the Nolan Show tomorrow morning. David Thompson, who you mentioned there, who is our investigative producer, he has been looking at the Northern Ireland angle of this, and we will bring you what we know about what some people have been doing tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. It is an absolute disgrace, Mr. Bilton, that you haven't been in the Nolan Show studio before.
So I've never been invited.
We expect expect you back soon, and thank you very much indeed.
Great to meet you.
Okay, thank you. That's Richard Bilton. And that story that Richard mentioned there, big story as he described it, on the 6 and 10 o'clock news tonight.